Cell phone rights and illness have a moment for him. You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the
Let's be
air.
Real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Catch My Black and Gay podcast, where being black and gay is definitely okay. This podcast was created to give African-American gay men an outlet to express, debate, and give our opinion on today's pop culture, political, and life views. This, I don't even know what the fuck to call him, then got me off of my vacation to address this hoe-ass bitch-ass, though let me not even call him that. Fuck that. Hoe-ass, bitch-ass, alligator-looking ass.
Go off.
Okay? Grills in your mouth because your teeth stained ass. Okay?
Get
no
ass.
Neck, double neck, triple neck. Girl, triggered ass.
Mm-mm.
Probably DL ass.
Okay. Tell him how you really feel.
He's a good rapper, though. But
I guess
you don't even enunciate your words. The baby. What does the baby means? The baby.
So we stopped the flow of mimosas for this.
Right. Child.
Okay. To address this guy. So, you know, there goes vacation.
The baby.
Pause.
He should be called the ignorant, the shrimp dick, the stupidest, the.
I'm still stuck on the shrimp dick.
Well, he had a little video leak of him, and it was Shrimpy Shrimp. It was like, cook, 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 cook. Like SeaWorld.
Shrimp. Yeah, that's why he's so angry.
And I was rooting for him. We all was rooting for him.
He was rooting for him.
No.
I like the baby's music.
I did say I like his voice. I didn't.
I love his voice.
I like his voice, but then you see his face, and it ruins it.
Yeah, he got a damn fucking
no. It's not that he's not. I don't do short men. You know, I'm tall.
I like him, but he looks like a gremlin. Okay, like I don't even like to talk about people's features and stuff. I'm just going in, okay? Because I was rooting for you. We all was rooting for you. Learn from this. Okay.
I'm over
it. Hey, guys. You're tuned in to Catch My Black and Gay podcast. Where being black and motherfucking gay is definitely okay. Okay? We done came off of our vacation to address this DaBaby shit, okay? And I have my lovely co-host with me, Chef Vaughn.
Wagwan, wagwan.
And Torian.
What's up? What's up?
I'm hype, bitch. Out. What's up? I'm ready to fight. What's up?
He's going OFF off, like easy off. Like
no, AWF. For real, don't play with me.
Off.
I would slap the baby with my dick if I... Let me stop. Probably would like it.
I mean...
I'm swinging his dick like a new
one
jet.
One of them other clips, he may like it.
Girl. All right. Well, you all just heard audio from international superstar rapper. I'm lying. He's not an international superstar. But the rapper, the baby. DaBaby has recently come under fire for his comments while he was performing at a concert. Rolling Out Loud is the name of the concert. It took place last weekend in Miami. And just if you didn't hear the audio, just rewind this. But he said, if you didn't show up, this is what he said. If you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighters up. That's what he told his the concert full of about, it's like 200,000 people. Maybe 100,000 people, I might be splurging that number. Then, right after that, he said, ladies, if your pussy smell like water, but you put your cell phone lighters up. Then he said, fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighter up. Child. Now, when I scrolled and saw all this foolishness, I said, oh, he seems triggered. That was my shit. I said, ooh, he seems triggered. Mm. And go ahead, Chef Arm.
When I initially heard it, it was just like, I didn't really pay it much mind because it was just like another rapper ranting. At their concert, I was triggered more of what happened afterward, but we're going to get to all of that. But yeah.
I wish I could say that I wasn't triggered.
You weren't? Or you were?
They say he wish he
I wish
say
I
he
could
wasn't.
Say that I weren't, that I was not triggered. I absolutely was triggered. I think for me, y'all know I do public health work, right? This is work that I do. So, for me, it was more of like, first of all, how stigmatizing is your comments specifically about HIV, AIDS, and other STDs, right? So that's the first part. The second part of it is the misinformation that you're putting out there, like that people can die from in 2 to 3 weeks. We are not in the 80s. Like, this is not, that is not what's happening. You know what I mean? And it's just like, to put that out there and give that misinformation with people who are already misinformed or already have, people who still think you can contract HIV from kissing, right? Like, just adding on top of this, for me, it makes my job and the people who do this work, our jobs, far more difficult to do because of stupid shit like this. And so that was my first issue. It was just like, aside from the homophobic, you know, the misogynistic, the sexist, right? All of that that's etched inside of his statements. That was one of the biggest things for me. It's like, so not only are you being hateful, not only are you being homophobic, not only are you being stigmatizing, you're also doing it with misinformation. Like, you can't do both. Like, if you're going to be a dickhead, at least give correct information when you're being a dickhead. Right. Don't be a dickhead and give false information.
So do you think? So are you more upset at the HIV AIDS comment or the dick sucking comment? And how do we say this is homophobic?
Well, I think for me, it's all of it. Right. It's both. I think for me, the biggest part of it is the HIV piece, because number one, again, it's misinformation, right? The other thing is just that you don't know who the fuck is in your crowd and who the fuck is listening to what you're doing and is internalizing that stigma, right? And is internalizing what you just said. And for me, that's also a big piece of it, right? It's like, That's problematic for me. And for me, it is homophobic because it's the intention behind the statement as it relates to being in a parking lot sucking dick, right? It is said okay. with the intent of mm-hmm. like, that's something wrong to do, right? Or mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you should not be doing that. And mm-hmm. I dare say that it has nothing to do with sucking dick in a parking lot that's wrong. It's mm-hmm. the fellas sucking dick in the parking lot that's exactly. wrong.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's what makes it homophobic.
So if he would have said just the HIV AIDS statement and left out the fellas sucking dick, would it still be homophobic?
No.
Okay.
So the HIV piece is not homophobic.
Gotcha.
I'm not attaching homophobia to that. I'm attaching misinformation and stigma to that.
It does, right. But to follow that up, and I think one of the things that I've been seeing on social media, and the reason why I asked the question again is because mm-hmm. I've seen some things on social media that says, well, what he said did not target gay, the LGBTQ community. But I think in which the order of what he said it in did. Because whether he meant it or did not mean it, to me, the LGBTQ company, the LGBTQ community has always fought the stigma of not owning the disease HIV and AIDS. We've right. always fought the stigma of that's our virus. And it's not. you can only transmit HIV and AIDS if you're gay. Yeah, no.
right.
That's not true.
Yeah.
So I think it was when you trigger people and when you say things like that, it's all about perception. So you look confused, Torian.
No, I'm not confused. I'm just processing and pondering.
Yeah, because my thing is, I don't know. Like, okay, so let's get into this. Let's pause real quick and let's listen to the audio. The baby jumped on Instagram and made this was his first attempt at an apology. So let's play that audio.
This weak-ass internet shit one time, and I'm going to get back to giving my love to my fans. See what I'm saying? Because what me and my fans do at the live show, it don't concern you niggas on the internet or you bitter bitches on the internet. It's not y'all business. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I do at a live show is for the audience at the live show. It'll never translate correctly to somebody looking at a little 5-6 second clip from their goddamn crib on their phone. It just don't work like that. Like, you know, because regardless of what you motherfuckers talking about or how the internet done twisted up my motherfucking words, me and all my fans at the show, the gay ones and the straight ones, we turned the fuck up. I'm talking about my boy that was at the front of the stage, left over there by where I jumped at. Ask him. He got clips all on his shit. The whole night was recording. We were turned the whole night. My boy had the crop top on, front row. Yeah, out there in that jungle, in that water. Yeah, he out there. He's standing on the rail, got them cutting up. He knows words. I saw him. I'm rapping them bitches with him. Yeah, the hell y'all talking about? Y'all niggas, shut the fuck up. You niggas that ain't at the show. The show is for the niggas who paid the money and took the time out of their life to come enjoy the show. Not you motherfuckers watching it on the internet at the crib. No, nigga, just get your tickets and come fuck with the live show killer, gay or straight. Don't let these motherfuckers hell. I say, if you don't got AIDS, put a cell phone light up. I say, if you ain't suck dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights up so I could drop my next song. I wasn't going on no rant. That's called a call to action. That's what that's called, because I'm a live performer. I'm the best live performer. I'm the live show killer. You interact with your fans. You get what I'm saying? Look, all the lights went up, gay or straight. You want to know why? Because even my gay fans don't got fucking AIDS, stupid ass niggas. They don't got AIDS. My gay fans, they take care of themselves. They ain't going for that. They ain't no nasty gay niggas. You know what I'm saying? They ain't no junkies. You know what I'm saying? On the street. Man, hell you talking about, nigga. Then I said, if you ain't suck dick in the Rolling Loud parking lot, put your cell phone light up. You know what my gay...
All right, so, coward. Boom. So you just heard the first apology that DaBaby released. I think, one, he needs a better PR, or his PR is probably like, this is a nightmare. What the fuck are you doing? Because I think that added more insult to injury.
Now I'm triggered. I wasn't triggered first, but now I am.
Okay. Right. So saying that, you know, it's a call and response is, to me, it's a cop-out, because I've been to plenty of concerts where they're call and responses that don't offend people. You know,
what happened to $5 in your pocket?
How about that? You know what I mean? You got your hair with your lighters up or some shit. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
What happened to you?
If you got your own shit,
right? You live by yourself. Put your lighters up. You didn't take the bus here. Put. I mean, shit. What happened? Like, what happened to these general things that we all just had in common? When they become pussy smelling like water,
right.
Like,
what does water smell like?
If your pussy smell like water, you could probably question it, because you have like no pH balance at all. Like, shit. But yeah, now I'm triggered. So after the apology to quote unquote clean up the shit you said on stage, simply just say, I apologize. That wasn't my intentions. End of life. But you're going to go on about, now, he owns gays, guys. I mean, he has a specific group of gays that, you know, we have to add another letter to the acronym, LGBTQ, the baby, mm-hmm. DB. LGBTQ, DB, because, I mean, you know, his gays don't suck dick in the parking lot. They don't control, like, you know, his gays, child. And if it was anyone that I wouldn't want to be a part of, any group would be that one. Like, return and send it. We don't want it. How did I get here? This is a fucking, it's like, this is a cult.
That apology was bullshit. That wasn't even a fucking apology. That was an explanation for why he said what he said to justify his fuck shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, and for me, it's like, to then go on and say that, like, you know, my gays, you know, my fans, you know, they ain't dirty, you know, they ain't got no HIV,
right?
You know what I mean? Because they take care of themselves and all this other bullshit. Like, first of all, let's keep it in context. If a person was living with HIV in the crowd and you said that, do you really think that they're not going to put their fucking hands up?
Okay.
Like,
and it's not if, it's, I'm pretty sure there was a percentage of people there that are living with HIV.
Oh, I'm clear. I am clear about that.
No shame.
Okay. More than just a percentage. And I can guarantee you that they're all not queer people. Okay. They're all not queer people.
Okay.
Right. So let's be clear about that. And it's just so, again, this goes back to misinformation and the stigma. Like, even him saying, you know, the gay guy that was in the front row that he was vibing with,
girl,
you know, how do you know he's gay? Because he has a crop top on? Like, he's wearing a crop top. What the fuck does that mean?
Like, I told you this is giving very much triggered, honey. Okay. And I will say, at first I was like, I don't know if this is enough to make me stop listening to DaBaby, like, you know, whatever. But he has just made it so much worse. And to me, you saying, it's almost like him saying there was a gay man or a gay person in the front row, him and I was vibing, and he looked at me, I was looking at, or whatever. Again, it gave very much triggered.
Very
homoerotic.
And then you
said, oh, he had the crop top on. Like, you had, like, it's almost like saying, a white person saying that I have black friends. Like, that's what it meant to me. And then in my head, the story, not saying that it's true, but what it felt like happened was, you saw this gay man
potentially gay his, man.
Huh?
Potentially gay man.
Potentially gay man, right. Potentially gay man popping his pussy and, you know, doing whatever, and having a good time listening. And he said he knew every word to his song. But to me, the reason why I say it was triggered, because he's probably performing and it's distracting him. And it's like, I'm serious.
No, because like, I remember like, one fan out of the entire Rolling Loud audience, and you remember one person with a crop top?
With the crop top.
It was just why do you remember this person? Like, wait, like, huh? So, yeah, I'm with you, Jay. It gave me very much the...
Right. So, and I felt like after he's probably like, why is this nigga being so extra? Or why is, you know, or it, again, it gave triggered. So he said what he said. Cause he's like, he's probably in his head thinking this gay guy or potentially gay guy.
He knows my secret.
Yeah. Like it just, to me, I felt like it was triggered. And that's what that moment was. That's just in my head. That's what that moment was. I don't know if that makes sense to you all, but.
I think, you know, it makes sense. I think for me, the other sad part about this is when you have black queer people and black people or people living with HIV who are like kind of defending him, right? And is like making this like, oh, this is an opinion. Mm. I prefer Starbucks over Dunkin' Donuts. That's a fucking opinion. You know what I mean? Like, I prefer casual over dressed. Like, that's a fucking opinion. You don't get a fucking judgment or like that's not an opinion. That's a judgment. And you don't. The other part about this, freedom of speech. You have a right to freedom of speech as long as your right doesn't infringe on my ability to exercise my right. The moment you do that, it is no longer your fucking freedom. It is no longer your right. So you can't. You can't say statements that, and I also want to say this too, that like, this is a form of violence. And I've said this before on a podcast before, like violence isn't just physical, right? You have emotional violence. You have financial violence. You have emotional violence.
What?
Hell no.
Are you making this stuff up?
Absolutely not. There is, and I can send you a link that the same way. So think of it this way.
I'm learning because I never heard no fucking emotional violence or financial violence.
If we, so for example of financial violence, an example of financial violence, if you and I live together, right, and I'm paying all of the bills, right, and I use that leverage or that privilege of me paying all the bills to leverage you to do something that you don't want to do, that's violence. That's called that's financial violence. I'm using finances as a way to manipulate or to control you. That's financial violence. That's violence. How does that make you feel when I'm making you do something because you don't have something financially or because you're depending on me financially? Mm-hmm. Like, no, you don't get to do that. Like, that's a form of violence. And so you don't get to be violent and then get mad when people are responding to your violence. No, fuck that. Nope. Grandma said a long time ago, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. That's a whole goddamn lie. Words goddamn hurt.
I'm telling her she's going to smack the shit out of you.
Words hurt. Shit.
I get it. Like, oh, the freedom of speech. And, you know, I get the whole freedom of speech. And like you said, as long as it's not offending anyone. And again, I think I have to stop being on social media and reading the comments because they're very triggering how ignorant, especially our people are. No shade. And my thing here and what I keep thinking about is, yes, there's freedom of speech, but we, especially as the black community, we're fighting for so much. We're fighting for equity, quality, we're fighting for diversity and inclusion. That's just not in the workspace. That's just not in corporate America. That's everywhere. And I feel like as an artist, you have a responsibility to make sure that your audience feels included. That's just my thought, you know?
Because, I don't agree with that statement.
Because if Justin Bieber jumped on stage and said, if you own slaves, put your motherfucking lighters up. Girl.
If you voted for Trump, put your motherfucking lighters up.
Girl.
Girl.
If you stole the election, put your motherfucking
lighters up. Girl.
The reason
now, you said what, bitch, you don't agree with what? Let's debate. What's going on?
I don't agree with that. And I think that us as the consumer, we put too much into these quote-unquote celebrities. I think things have gotten to the point now where it's like there's too many celebrities. It's just honestly, it's too many. And everyone's famous for whatever. I can like you. I can like your talent and not like the person that you are.
But I feel like, good.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is you have to be, if a white artist said, my music is only for white people, we would have a fucking riot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's the point I was trying to make. Well, there's nothing wrong with having your group of people that backs you. Like, I don't like every R&B singer. I don't like every, like, you know what I mean? So, like, I think to say, like, okay, well, I have to, as an artist, I have to include everyone and think about everyone when that's not necessarily my fan base. Like, fine, you do have to be sensitive to those people that are still listening, but if that's not your fan base, like,
but I think you're missing what everyone has their fan base and their different demographic that they cater to, right? We know that most country artists cater to white people, right? But there are some people that, like, I like country music. I'm a black man. But what I'm saying, when I say you, when you're, you as an artist have a responsibility to make sure that you provide, you create an inclusive environment. And what I mean, create an inclusive environment when you're doing concerts and stuff, is making sure that, like, if I got on stage as an artist and said, fuck niggers, and there's a black person in the audience and people start jumping on them, I didn't create a safe environment for the fans, whether they're my fans, because there are multiple artists. This wasn't a DaBaby show. This was Rolling Loud. This is about 50 artists, you know? So there are people there that might have not been a fan of DaBaby, you know? But so what I'm saying is, the artist has a responsibility to be inclusive. And when I mean inclusive, it's just not offend. You can have your own thoughts and opinions on shit, but your responsibility to me as an artist is to make sure that you don't offend others.
And let me spin this a different way. Let me reframe what Jay is saying, right?
I don't need to reframe it. I said what the fuck I said.
No. This bitch. I swear before the heavens. I think for me, thinking about it another way is like, even if your responsibility isn't to the listener, right, your responsibility to yourself, if you want to make money, right, is to make sure that you don't do anything that can potentially make you lose fucking money. Like, and saying dumb shit like, if you ain't show up with HIV/AIDS or STD, I can kill you in 2 to 3 weeks, put your fucking lighters up. Like, you don't know who the fuck walked in to that fucking to that show. You've just shunned many people who may not have been a fan of yours, but came and like, oh shit, like, I like how his performance, I like his live performance. Mm-hmm. And now you just said some shit and lost a potential fan, lost a potential customer, lost potentially somebody who is going to or could invest in you as an artist. Like, so even if you don't have a social responsibility, even if you don't, if you don't feel like you have a responsibility to the masses, at the end of the day, as a artist whose success is dependent upon people listening and buying and streaming your music or your talent, you don't want to put yourself in a position that you shortchange yourself by saying dumb shit and get people, you know, to not want to listen to you or to cancel you or to hold you accountable to the stupid shit that you say.
Yep. And there are corporate, like, when you're an artist like DaBaby, to me, again, when I say you have a responsibility to make sure that you have an inclusive environment when you're doing shows or things like that, there are corporations attached to DaBaby. And now we can get into this segment where you're no longer doing it just for your fans. These are corporations. And mm-hmm. as you can see, with different corporations are now backing out of their partnership with the baby, because that's like, you know, to me, it's like a corporation giving money to anti-LGBTQ mm-hmm. groups and things like that. So, you know, Boohoo Men pulled out. The baby had a clothing online store, and the baby had his own line on the website, and they have since terminated his contract. The baby is supposed to be performing. He was the headliner for Lola Bunzo, whatever it's called. It's an outdoor festival.
Lollapalooza?
Huh?
Lollapalooza, something like that?
Yes, that's what that is. Where was that taking place? That was in Texas?
Let me see. Let me look it up. You go ahead. Finish.
Oh, but wherever that is, they just pulled him from being the main act. So he is definitely like feeling it, and don't know if you all he dropped a video the other day. Now, this video was already filmed I think weeks ago, but in this, at the end, he put on the video, don't fight hate with hate.
My Chicago
apologies.
This year. Sorry.
Oh, it's Chicago?
Yeah. Okay. It's Chicago this year.
What's it called again?
Lollapalooza. I'm not saying it right, but yeah.
It's something like that. Yeah. Lollapalooza. So they pulled him from being the main act. So that means, you know, he doesn't get that money. But the baby released a video this week as well that was filmed, you know, weeks ago. But you could tell they did a last minute edit before they released it. Given what it needs to give or something like that is the song. But at the end of the video, he puts, you know, the rainbow flag or the rainbow colors and says, don't fight hate with hate. But then after that, it says, my apologies for being me, the same way you want the freedom to be you. Again, I'm gonna say, it says, my apologies for being me, the same way you want the freedom to be you. So it keeps, it's like, damn, like he keeps adding insult to injury.
I just feel it all falls back on, like, there's too many fucking celebrities. There's no artist development. There's no one telling these people that, hey, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't do that. Everyone is just yes men saying, yeah, 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 say it, do it. Like, in my era growing up, like, I really didn't know about, like, Whitney Houston's personal life outside of, like, the whole coke shit. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I didn't know about Mariah Carey's personal life. She didn't have social media. She wasn't posting, making IG stories. And I think with these celebrities, quote, I mean, air quotations, they have too much access to their fans. So they have more time to, like, I don't know, piss their fans off or piss off other people, because now everyone can see this. It's on the internet. It's not going to die. It's not going to delete itself. It's going to be here. And I'm just not a person, to fall back on what I was saying before, I'm not a person who's someone's fan for them as a person. I like you as an artist, because there are some artists that's out there that put out music that they don't care who the fuck listens to it. It's just to put it out because that's what, mm-hmm. that's their craft. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's what we're losing in the business, is that it's just a money-grabbing thing. And it's just, I'm trying to make everybody like me. I love Beyonce, but I'm going to pull her. I'm going to be Beyonce and be America's sweetheart and not have an issue with anyone and be everyone's friends. No one is fucking like that. Nobody likes everybody. Nobody wants everyone in their
Beyonce
group.
Beyonce had the girls in the uproar, honey, because she made black music for black people and went against police brutality. So much so that the police backed out of one of her concerts of not securing it and things like that. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. I just feel like, again, you have a responsibility. If you don't like those fucking responsibilities, don't be an artist. Or, you know, be an artist, stand 10 toes down on what you want to do, but just know with freedom of speech, there's also consequences. And like, I think people get that misconstrued. Like, yeah, everyone has a freedom of speech, but as a celebrity, there's consequences to it. I've spoke about this before on this podcast about I don't really like the cancel culture and things like that. And for his initial statement, no, I was like, you know, this should have blow past and stuff. But I mean, it's going on 2 weeks that we've been talking about this shit, and he keeps just like
digging a hole deeper.
Just
and
shut
deeper.
The fuck up! Like, all you had to do was say, "Hey, that wasn't my intent," and you know, my apologies. Boom, keep it moving.
So, I don't think that there's a. So, I think that this idea of cancel culture is a way to deter people from accountability because it is not about canceling people. Rather, it is about holding people accountable. And we have not been doing that for many years, right? Mm-hmm. Certain people, celebrities included, live to a certain and a different standard than everybody else. And so they've been able to say shit, do shit, you know, without any recourse and without any, you know, any accountability. Now, folks are holding these, we're holding people accountable now to what they do and what they say. And so now, because if we hold you accountable and you lose a fucking job, that's not my business. Because guess what? If I did some shit at my job, right, that different. Went against that, they're not canceling me. They're holding me accountable. And if that means getting fired, goddammit, then that's just what it means.
But I think that's different, though. I think that's the part where I say, you know, freedom of speech has consequences. And I think if you're attached to a job or a company or something, yes, absolutely. But when I'm talking, like, I just think even with celebrities and stuff, there's this cancel culture. And when you do cancel culture, it doesn't teach a lesson, you know,
what,
to me.
It does.
To
if
me.
You say some shit that you shouldn't be saying that is offensive, you can lose shit. That's what it's teaching.
I don't think it teaches a lesson. To me, like, it's just, I don't know.
I like the idea of cancel culture.
But it's too much.
I don't think it's implied. I don't think it's properly, like, done. Like, yeah. To me, it should be more so like, yeah, you're canceled, but you're canceled forever. Like, I'm never going to support you. It doesn't matter what you come back and say. Like, yeah, I may listen to you, whatever, but I'm not going to go out and buy your shit. I'm not going to go and, like, be at your concert. Because that's the choice that I have as the consumer. You know what I mean? I'm not an artist. Mm-hmm. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a consumer. And all I have... Mm-hmm. All I have power over is who I give my attention to, who I give my time to. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes with these quote-unquote cancel cultures, it's like you force people to say what they think you want to hear. And it's not really what the fuck, that's not really how they feel. It's just, oh, well, I'm going to say this to do damage control to get back these people.
Right. Well, everybody just shut the fuck up. Like,
and that's why simple. I said at the top of the conversation, what the fuck happened to just simply come back and just saying, I'm sorry.
Right.
That's not what I meant. And just end it. But you have motherfuckers right. like T.I., right. who's a yes man, who's over here saying, oh, well,
oh,
there's gay
God.
Rights.
Yes.
There's gay rights. So it got to be straight rights. And, you know, gays want their rights and we need our rights too. What the fuck are you? You sound so fucking ignorant. That's like white people saying, Black people matter. We matter too. That's how the fuck you sound, T.I. When you say we need straight rights, you sound just like a white person saying white lives matter too. It's not about your fucking life, straight people. It's not about y'all. It's not about anything y'all fucking doing. Y'all been existing. What it's about is that every time a lot of us walk into the fucking room, we're summed up. We're guys who suck dick in a motherfucking parking lot or who's gonna die in 2 fucking weeks. And I'm so tired of giving attention and air and energy to these fucking people that don't deserve it from me. Like, DaBaby, are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
Child, please, I hate to pull that card, but I'm college educated. Not gonna fucking happen. No.
Come on, college educated. Shit.
What the fuck?
And I hate to pull that fucking card, but it's just like, you gotta give your time to shit you give your time to. Like, I'm not about to give my time to a nigga who is a fucking choker. So, I don't give a fuck if it's diamonds.
Wait, go on,
wait.
Bitch.
Shit. Talk about, wait. So only
shut up, Tori. Don't pick apart my rant, okay? I said what I said, and I meant it. God damn it. Y'all woke me up for this shit. I was on vacation. Now I'm here. Siobhan is here.
He said I'm college educated. Fuck the baby.
You woke up and chose violence, bitch.
Right. Today, for this conversation, I did absolutely, and I've never said it on this podcast, I've absolutely chosen that. Absolutely. For this conversation, yeah, because this, like, it blew, the level of ignorance and, like, the idiocracy, it's just like, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. Like, it's 2021 and you're saying people die in 2 weeks. You're like, you're really fucking, like, this is someone that I'm going to give attention to, like.
Yeah. And so after the baby issued that apology or somewhat of an explanation on Instagram, he later issued an official apology. I believe that this was after companies started to pull out. It reads, anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS or HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies. But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you? Y'all business is y'all business. I tell fans to put a cell phone light in the air. Y'all start a million man march. Now show the same amount of support when a racist cop kills one of our black asses. Yeah, not. And then he says, and for any brands, networks, or artists that like to profit off of black rappers' influence on the culture without understanding it or having the patience to deal with what comes with the position we play in our culture, keep your money next time. Us niggas human too. Other than that, y'all cheer the fuck up and be proud of who you are, because you can't make me feel less of myself. Aside from that, and he drops where his next concert is, which actually got canceled.
So I, okay.
Never had an apology for an apology been worse than the first apology. It's like, dude, you can't win for fucking losing. Like,
so I think he wants us to allow him to be ignorant. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like I want to just be me. So I just want to be ignorant and stand in these truths that I believe to be truths that are not really truths. Mm-hmm. But so you just want us to allow you to stay in that space. Got it. Mm. And this whole... Oh, my God. Poor baby. Yeah, this is a different level of ignorance that I just don't have the energy for. Like, this is just ridiculous. Like,
just shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
A company should baby you. Like, they should be your parent. They should understand when you rant. And now these people are not buying their shit because of your motherfucking rant. Boy, child boom.
Yeah.
The moment you said, but, I already knew some bullshit was about to follow. But and the thing is, people, like, when you say, but negates everything you say prior to it. I love you, but. Yes, the fuck?
It means you do or you don't. Anything I said before this point.
Right. Like, either you are apologetic or you not. Like, and if you're not, as Jay said earlier, stand 10 damn toes down on you not apologizing and you feeling the way that you feel. But understand... Yep. And understand that when you do that, you will be held accountable.
Absolutely.
And so don't get mad. And this idea of, oh, yeah, you know, I apologize. Oh, I apologize to people who I offended who were living with HIV or dealing with AIDS. But for you LGBTQ people, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Because I don't give a fuck. Like, I said what I said. I'm going to do what I, like... What? Like, what?
And then called on the ignorance of black people at the end. Like, well, you know, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get shot by a cop. It's like, wait, how does that equate to this? Like, when did we start talking about When did it become Black Lives Matter? Like,
people squeeze that in there when it's convenient for them.
No, it's the black card. It's the black card.
But squeeze that in there. Squeeze that in there as if it's not queer people on the front lines defending Black Lives Matter. Hello? Do we have to continue to say this? The person who started Black Lives Matter is a queer woman. Like, what are you, like, so this idea that, like, your LGBTQ people aren't fighting for the rights of Black people, we sit at the intersection of being LGBTQ and Black. Like,
well, he's trying to play off their ignorance. He's trying to play off their ignorance of thinking that of gaslighting them into, you know, this is the real issue. This is what I was really trying to draw attention to, and not, I wasn't bashing gay people. No, this is Black Lives Matter. Fuck out of here.
And then also to spin it and then say, oh, for corporations who want to pour money into the culture without understanding the culture, and people who and the parts of the culture and what goes into the culture. Like, so are you saying that rap is synonymous with homophobia? Mm. That's what it sounds like to me. You're trying to justify the fact that in the culture, in the rap culture, in the hip-hop culture, right, it is homophobic. And so you're just going with the culture and speaking to what the culture speaks about. And now that should also be okay. And corporations should be okay with the fact and shouldn't be pouring money into the culture without understanding that homophobia comes with the culture. The fuck? What?
So Baja Men Child, good luck.
Now, many celebrities have spoken out about this. Y'all probably won't like what I'm about to say. Now, T.I., he could go sit the fuck down, okay?
But I'm not surprised. Like, at least T.I. is consistent. He's consistently stupid.
He
need
to worry about those cases that he got.
He's consistently stupid. I give him an A for consistency.
I'm still waiting on him to poke me, though. I sent y'all that picture of T.I.'s print, honey. That shit was... But can I just be very honest? And this is just the black me, okay? Even though DaBaby said what he said, and many people have their opinion, a lot of celebrities have spoken out against it. I believe one of the best comments was Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. I love his
comments. I mean, Chris Brown basically was like, hold on. I mean, Chris Brown was basically like, sir, shut the fuck up. I'll read Chris Brown's comment. He said, shut the fuck up, do your shows, thank everybody, then get the fuck off stage. It's simple. Like, hey, Chris, come on the show, Chris. But, you know, that was the best comment to me. Now,
it was the best looking person that left the comment for you, child. You wasn't the comment. It was Chris Brown. I said it was the best looking person that left the comment, child.
That too.
Sometimes the messenger is just as good as the message.
Okay.
Nasty.
So, you know, now I'm about to light the world on fire real quick. I am. So, I didn't have a problem. All right, T.I. came to his defense. Cool. Chris Brown said what he said. Amazing. But the black person inside of me was like, Madonna and Elton John, if you don't shut the fuck up, don't, like, it made me want to defend DaBaby.
No, don't do Elton John. Maybe Madonna. No, don't do Elton John. He's part of our community. If anyone
can come out, flying fuck.
He can come out. Go ahead, Elton.
I don't give a flying fuck.
I'm here for it.
All right. Well,
he was here. He was the era of the AIDS epidemic. He was the era of George Michael.
Kudos to motherfucking him.
That was Elton John's era. Johnny Versace. That was his era. So I expect nothing less, Mr. John. Come on the show,
Mr. John. Yeah, oh, don't John, come on the show. You can come on the show.
Flew me out to England.
He trying to suck your dick, Elton. No, he don't know that you're a bottom.
We know Elton's a bottom, child. Not gonna happen, bitch. Not gonna happen. He's a whole bottom. You know what? And I don't do silverbacks. Don't do me on the show. Don't do me on this show, okay? And there's no offense to our silverback listeners. I just don't do y'all. I have a preference. And that's it. Sorry.
You don't anyway, do what, Siobhan?
Silverbacks. And they can see my face saying it's like silverbacks.
Anywho.
You don't do what, Chevron?
Silverbacks.
What the fuck is a silverback?
Older men.
Oh, that's what we call an older men now. Silverbacks.
I think silverbacks is an old, you know, I'm old. I'm very old spirit.
Baby,
that's
an old
thing.
Stick a fork in me. I'm through. Okay, Jay, what were you saying?
I was just saying that with Elton John and Madonna, you know, again, the black person in me, the black man in me was just like, shut the fuck up. This is our, I won't even say king, but this is our person. We'll discipline them. and to me, with the celebrities, I feel like with the celebrities speaking out, I feel like it's a moment. It's PR. It's, you know, like, I mean, Elton John didn't make a statement when Black Lives Matter when people are hot, bro.
Are you sure about that?
I'm not, but okay. I don't remember seeing it.
I think Google it. Let's see. I'll get back to you. Because I feel like he did. I feel like he did.
I think. So, you know.
A lot of it comes across as very performative to me.
But I think.
With these celebrities.
I think I will give Elton John, and you know I don't say this often, I will give Elton John and Madonna a pass.
Nope.
Only because their work in HIV, I'm sure, is what pulled them to make a comment. And so for me, their comments aren't performative because I know the work that they've put into as it relates to the HIV epidemic. So I get them speaking out about that. I get it.
So Elton John spoke out really quick. He spoke out when George Floyd passed away and he was a part of the Blackout Tuesday. He also spoke out about police brutality in 2020. So that just proves that he was performative. So the double standard. How was Chris Brown not performative? Wasn't it some years back that a gay fan wanted to take a picture with Chris Brown and he said no and he refused it?
Was that on video?
I don't think that's problematic though because I don't want to take a picture.
It was on video.
Like,
no, it wasn't.
Somebody had footage of it. It was like before a show, after a show. And
did he say I don't want to take a picture with you because you're gay?
I didn't want to take a picture because you're gay. He didn't want to take a picture. Period.
Right. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We get tired. I'm just
using Chris Brown as a, you know.
Don't use Chris
because I don't see how Chris Brown is not using the moment, but everyone else is using the moment.
Did Chris Brown speak out about because
their dick is
not
11 inches long, so they're using the moment. But the 11 inch dick long, Chris Brown ain't using the moment.
Oh.
Just saying.
How did we get dick size?
I didn't hear anything that Chevron just said.
Chris Brown is getting the praise, child. But onward and upward.
No, well, I just, to me, it's more, and I hate to make it a race thing, you know, but to me, it was just more so, the whole Elton John and Madonna thing triggered me because it was just like, I don't know. I try not to equate race with everything, but it was just more so like, don't talk to our black man like that, you know? It was just more like, to me, it was just like chastising him and things like that. And it triggered me. So I'm just being honest about my motherfucking feelings.
But they were offended. And if he sat on stage, black niggas that suck dick in the parking lot, the black niggas that got AIDS and died for 2 weeks, if the black bitch's pussy smell like water, I would understand where you're coming from. But he made a general statement. He said, ladies, white, black, rainbow. Men,
well,
sucking dick in the parking lot.
I'm pretty sure Elton John is not a fan of the baby before the comment.
I'm pretty sure Madonna wasn't a fan of the baby, but he's a part of the community that was targeted. Elton John, Madonna, I'm with you, child. I'm with you with Madonna. I'm with you when you're right. I'm just specifically talking about Elton John specifically because he's been a big LGBTQ advocate. I don't ever want to put that out there that it's like, because you're white, you can't support or understand.
No, but I'm telling you how my feelings were when I heard it. Shut the fuck up. That's what I was saying. Shut the fuck up.
Now, brown cow.
But I think the other, there's a slip. So I struggle.
I wasn't telling
sometimes.
You to shut the fuck up, Chef Von.
I'm sorry. I tell my brown cow
you to
back
shut the fuck up.
Making sure, bitch. Because listen, bitch. That host ain't here no more, bitch. Now. We know, bitch. I'll be on a flight to LA. I'll be on a flight to Jersey, bitch.
All right.
Now, the fuck around and pick up a meeting spot. Let's meet here and have this shit out because we gotta have that.
Now, children.
But I digress. I'm back.
I would never tell Chef Von to shut the fuck up. He knows that. So why would the fuck we even allude to the now brown cow? Now brown cow, meow meow. Yeah, tow to you, motherfucker.
No,
okay.
Imagine that my value shit is like change colors because we're yelling is like the value change colors. I'm like, what the hell?
These goddamn markers that keep going.
I would never.
Well, I was speaking, so I assumed you were talking to me. My apologies.
No, I was still talking about the babe. Madonna and Elton John.
And Madonna can shut the fuck up too.
Not Elton.
I mean, Elton can shut the fuck up today too, because I mean, he said what he had to say. It's over. Onward and upward. Shit.
But okay, wait. So I think I understand your sentiment, Jay. I think the flip side of that coin is we also talk about needing allies to step forward and be supportive. And so it's like, we can't have it both ways. Like, I mean, but I do agree with you that there are absolute times when they should, you know, be in the space, but just to listen to the space, right, and not add to the space. I think that there's times when that happens, and I think there's also time for them to speak out and learn their voice when it's beneficial.
You all are kind of like. I do understand now. I mean, yes, all the work that Elton John has done on the front lines and stuff like that. But I think I get triggered when there's a number of celebrities that speak out because, again, I think it's performative. And I think they know that their names are, this is just a way to get their name in the media and the news and things like that. So even when I talked about like Elton John speaking out about Black Lives Matter or stuff like that, well, has he equally done the work that he's done for, you know, HIV and AIDS foundations to Black Lives Matter? So
I'm with you when you're right. Now I haven't seen him physically do any work. Now it is a post. And I do agree with you with celebrities jump on bandwagons and they try to, you know, go on whatever side is going to get them more likes. Because that's how they are paid now. It's like they're paid through the likes. They're paid through the clicks. And it's unfortunately, that's the world that we live in now. It's a very unfortunate world because you never know how people truly feel. But, I mean, I'm with you with that one. Like, there were some celebrities that spoke out that I was like, whoa, where'd you come from? Like,
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a bipolar experience for me. Because I'm like, DaBaby, I'm going to gut you like a fish, but I'm not going to let nobody else do it to you. or I'm not going to let, you know, those folks do it to you.
Well, DaBaby, I'm going to continue not supporting you as I already was doing. I mean, I don't think there's one DaBaby song on my entire Apple playlist that's free.
DaBaby has some really... good music. Like, it's a bop. I really loved his music, and it's just like, I'm not saying I would never play his music again, but he is on suspension right now.
I'm
like,
funny about rappers that can't enunciate, and it's just I'm very funny about stuff like that, because our era was about lyricsy, it's about poetry, and if I can't understand what you're saying, I can't really vibe with it. And that's just me, and it's not just the baby, it's a lot of the rappers that's out now. And that's just a Chef Von thing. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I think I have one of his songs that
Tori just looked at his
playlist.
Phone like, that's not one of his four songs here.
And it's about to get deleted right now.
Delete. Don't give him that stream.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's the one that I play when I'm at the gym sometimes. Yeah, delete from library. We ain't playing that game.
So it's safe to say the baby's in the garbage for our show? For the podcast?
Oh, he's in the trash. Okay. The dumpster. Child. Dumpster diving.
Baby was in front of y'all right now saying, suck my dick, y'all would. So stop.
I know, I know that wasn't a comment to me.
I mean, in all actuality, if you made it over here to be in front of me, then I probably get it. But yeah, he won't make it here. if you got invited in, come on in the room, honey. Come on in the room. Shit, drop your drawers, sir. But no,
But
it's so funny, and this is just another, and I know we're going to different segments, but if you looked at that new music video from DaBaby, it's the same as Lil Nas X. Don't get me started on that. And Lil Baby's actually having a woman sucking his dick in the video.
Okay.
You ain't see it, Chef Mom?
I did. No, I did. I'm saying okay as far as, but like, because
we talk about
in T.I.'s rant. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. I was gonna say, T.I.'s rant, he went off.
Oh. Bitch, go.
No.
I would try to the two, like his. So a few weeks ago, and I'm only talking about this because a few weeks ago, Lil Nas X came under fire because of his music video and saying that, you know, it goes against the black culture. It, you know, speaks bad about, you know, black men, because black men are the ones the most that are incarcerated and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But girl, DaBaby has the same exact video.
I'm so tired of this. First of all, fuck that. Okay? Oh, fuck that off. Bullshit, because we all know what the fuck it is. There has been many a goddamn movies, videos, and everything else that the setting is in the motherfucking jail. Now you bitches got something to say about Lil Nas X doing a fucking video in a jail. Mm-hmm. Again,
the jail wasn't
issue. Mask your fucking homophobia.
Okay.
With this fake ass outrage about being in a fucking jail and black people being in a fucking jail. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Call it what the fuck it is. You don't fucking like homosexuals. Call it what the fuck it is. You don't like the fact that he had a bunch of homosexuals naked in a fucking video. Okay? Speak what it is. That shit irks the fuck out of me. Irks me. Stop with this fucking mask and this bullshit. Like, oh yeah, you know, oh he's just perpetuating the systemic oppression of all it. Get the fuck out of here. Okay.
But there's so many contradictions, because in one statement, I know T.I. on his rant, he went on to the whole DaBaby and comparing it to WAP. Then he went on to saying that, you know, it's not that he didn't like WAP or the baby's video, but then he went on to say,
Lil Nas X video.
Sorry, not the baby, Lil Nas X video. Mm-hmm. But he appreciated WAP more, which is a contradiction. You just said you didn't like it, but he wouldn't want his kids to watch it. But he appreciated watching it, and he like paused and gave like the pervy stare off into like he was imagining Meg Thee Stallion's ass and Cardi B's whatever. It was just it was just very contradicting. It's like, you can't, it's apples and oranges. Like, they're all the same.
WAP is the same video as Lil Nas X. Mm-hmm. It's just switched out from men to women, or women to men.
And for me, I didn't like neither of them. And that's just from me. I don't want to see it on TV. I like both. I want to see my porn when I'm watching porn. I'm watching TV. I want to watch TV. If I'm watching video, I want to watch video. I don't need it all mixed into one. It's porn. TV is just too much. It's too much.
I think, you know, like, and again, if you haven't seen the baby video, a lot of us are like boycotting.
We're not
shit.
Giving him no free promo.
No streams.
No, I was just going to say go watch it, because it's the same thing just for educational purposes.
Don't give him no streams.
Watch the clips, guys. Find the clips online.
Watch the clips.
Watch the clips on Twitter or some shit.
Under someone else's name, not his name. Give them the clicks, because I'm sure someone else reposted it. So click that one. Give him the click. Don't give him the click.
Girl. Right. Very petty. Well, we just wanted to pull up for this emergency episode real quick. Torian, how's your summer going?
My summer is going great. I'm a month out, boom, boom, for Costa Rica.
Oh. Yay!
Exciting about that. I recently got a promotion. Oh, you know, you gotta talk about that later. Life is great. Life
is great. Yes. Chef Vaughn, how's your summer?
It's been hot. Just making money and relaxing, catering, building the brand. Like I said, I had a huge, huge catering the other day, and it went so great. Okay. And I'm looking forward to figuring out when I'm coming to LA.
Yes!
Need to book those weeks and book this
come
trip.
Come with Mr. Lowe's.
That's what happens when a serious moment is turned into a joke, guys. You just pause, and then you carry on.
This is all for me. He said he was going to come to L.A. I got 3 bedrooms. Y'all want to be separate, okay? Mm-hmm.
Don't allude to me not wanting to reach out to Mr. Lowe's. I'm just not speaking, giving life into it. I'm giving Mr. Lowe's the season to, like, digest, and I'm not going to... speak on his name on this platform.
We still in season 2, honey. It's okay.
Oh, is it still season 2?
Yeah, nah. This okay, is
so technically, since y'all disturbed me, we said No. I will reach out to him and see if he wants the book, you know? I mean... What?
You don't let Jay guilt you into reaching out to him.
They'll never know. They'll never know. They'll never know.
Jay, what's up with you? How's your summer?
Wagwan, we have summer.
Summer is good. I'm in Lover's Island. I got a little situation going on. I ain't gonna speak about my situation because, you know, I spoke about my situation to two. It's a complicated situation. But you know, I spoke to my two people that are very close to me, and you know, it confused them, which made me confused, which made me, you know, whatever. This situation I'm in works for me, so I'm just gonna stop telling people my motherfucking business.
I have a question, Chef.
Just don't include them in your shit. What's up?
Were you one of the two that was talked about, that was spoken to about?
I can neither deny or confirm. Because I see where this is going, and I'm not going to go there. You're already saw you chose violence today, and you close. You're in Washington. Shit, we could meet up on the bridge, but nah, I can't confirm nor will I deny that.
No, actually, I feel like neither one of you were the two, and I feel like maybe I should have spoke to you all. But my thing is, you can't tell people things that they don't want to understand. You all are in the lifestyle, and you might understand the situation a little bit more. But the thing that matters is that I'm happy. Don't know where things are going, but I will tell you, every time I wind up getting something, little situation, everybody come out the woodworks.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm trying not to be a whore. Mm-hmm.
Niggas from 10 years ago be like, hey, what's going on? How you been? Child. Happy 4th of July. It's like, wait.
It's like blood and water, baby. They smell it.
Child. And I've been on this thing where I'm posting more on Instagram. And my last few pictures I posted, child, my DM's been lit, honey. So I had to tell a few, like, let me sit on that face.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It always goes back to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I miss you all. And, you know, hopefully nothing happens for the rest of the summer where we have to pull up again for an emergency episode. I'm tired of talking about the baby, though. Like, all
right. Can we just wait a second? Hold on. Okay, can we just give a shout out to our new fans who have been blowing up inboxes?
And sending friend requests.
Our supporters, yes.
And supporters, I'm slow at accepting my friend requests because I kind of vet you guys out first. So I it's not that I don't see you in the inbox. It's not that I don't see you, your request. I'm just... Okay, but yes, great. Thanks, guys. You're all awesome.
Child, our shit been blowing. You understand? And they have chosen violence.
Child. Okay.
These motherfuckers, oh, not motherfuckers, these supporters. I mean, I love our supporters, though.
They're like,
I love
they say I got a what bunch I wish. Of
husbands
I,
out
they
there.
Say what I wish I could say. Like, they just go in, like, mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And it's so adorable. It's so, listen, we appreciate you all so very much.
Yes,
y'all are, you know.
Y'all make our days some days. Like, yes, you guys literally make our days some days.
Yes. Some days it'd be rough. And you jump in that inbox, you'd be like, oh.
comment on the page or you know right. something like that. It's so funny.
It's so cute and funny, and we appreciate you all. People have been binging the all season.
Yes.
Going and listening to it. We appreciate y'all. Happy to give y'all some love.
YouTube. Season one is on YouTube. So share, like, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yeah. Next season we are trying to when we record we're trying to have a live virtual audience, so working on that in the background. I think that was it.
That means Chef Von can't come to these to our recordings with do-rags on and a bonnet.
That's not a do-rag, okay?
Thank you, Jay. Thank you. It's not a do-rag, okay? It's not quite a bonnet. It's like a cross between the two. I'm going to get you one. No, I'm going to get you one. This shit, it grabs you. It's like a man. It grabs you and holds you tight. And they don't let you go until you take it off. It's the child. Everything be in place, bitch. Baby hair is in place.
Laid.
But yes, when we do go live, y'all know the diva has to be like lighting and all that shit.
Girl.
Lighting. Okay.
Right.
Darkness
over here, child. It's early. I'm tired. Shit.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh. But yes, we appreciate you all.
And I miss talking to you guys. It's so great. I miss this. This is like, it's so therapeutic to just laugh and just bug out. It's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
This was needed.
Yes, it was.
It's unfortunate that the baby had the motherfucking pull this out, but fuck her.
I want to.
And on that note, thank you for listening to this episode.
Every time I say fuck somebody, all I think about is Nene when Nene's like, fuck Kim. Like, that was from her soul. She was like, fuck Kim.
Yeah. Like, Oh my God. Well, thanks for tuning in to Catch My Black and Gay podcast. Follow us on all social media platforms at Catch My Black and Gay.